Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Recording in progress.
This meeting is being recorded.
It's been crazy weather, man. I don't know if you've been keeping up with the reports, but Southern California isn't even here anymore.
What's going on down there?
It's raining, it's snowing, it's sleeting. I mean, I was driving down the freeway in beautiful, sunny LA, and the mountains surrounding the valley were covered in snow, like snow-capped peaks. It looked like I lived in Denver or something. It was weird, right, yeah. Producer Katie?
It's awesome. It looks like Denver.
I grew up in Denver.
It looks like Denver.
I've been here for like almost two decades. I've never seen a view like this in my life. It made the mountains look beautiful.
Yes.
Because usually they're just behind a gray-brown cloud.
You can't even see them usually.
But the way they were decked out in snow and the way the shadows were hitting them, it looked like a Bob Ross around here. It's gorgeous. But you know what? Coincidentally, though, so it was supposed to be our first weekend of Little League around here, but then the rains came in, and boy, they were a-coming. And in L.A., people start talking about the rain coming for 48 hours before it actually hits. Everyone starts making plans, battening down the hatches. But the Daverns, we decided to drive to spring training and check in on my beloved Mariners and see how they're doing, Loaf.
How'd they look?
Dude, first of all, I've never done spring training. If you guys have never done spring training, I can't recommend it more. Free parking, free to go to practice. The guys are just walking around. All the Mariners are just walking from batting cage to pitching mound to BP, and they're all carrying backpacks like they're little leaguers. And they're just walking through the complex, and little kids just run up to them with Sharpies, and the guys get down on one knee and sign stuff. And I mean, my kids are like, my son, the bill of his hat has like six signatures on there from Ty France and George Kirby and Gino Suarez and Munoz, Andreas Munoz, missing link, right? I mean, it was so cool.
So jealous.
Oh, buddy, it was awesome. And the coolest thing is my son and my daughter are both little leaguers right now, right? And it was cool to be able to point to these guys and be like, look, they're basically just like you, just way bigger. Because they're like literally carrying their glove under their arm, you know? Like they're a 10-year-old.
Who had a better time, you or kids?
Probably me.
Yeah.
Probably me, yeah. And then you get to go watch the game, and we were like two rows behind the dugout. You got to buy the tickets to the game, but the tickets were cheap, and it was just fun. We got a wave from Julio.
Aww.
He was out in front of the dugout after the national anthem was over, and I was like, hey, Julio! And he looks over, gave the kids a salute.
Did you yell, Eugenio for Gino?
Oh, dude, no, I just go with Gino.
I go with Eugenio every time he hits a bomb.
Oh, he's the man, dude. He's all smiles, like the positive vibes thing. You can feel it coming off of him. It's funny, though. He was coming up to the dugout to get in for the first inning, and I'm just Geno, and my daughter goes, Geno Smith?
Aww.
And I went, oh no, the other Geno in Seattle. Two Genos right now.
Tale of two Genos.
That's right, man. Oh, it was so fun.
They implement the pitch count or the rule, the timer?
Yeah.
How'd that go over?
Well, I didn't see it affect. We went to two games, and I don't think there was anything called during either of those games. However, I found that I had extreme anxiety sitting in the crowd watching the clock tick down. And
really?
Wondering if, because there's all kinds of different angles to that rule where, like, the catcher has to be in place by a certain second, and then the batter has to be looking at the pitcher by a certain second, by 8 or 9, and then the pitcher must be on the rubber with like 2 or 3, and I'm sitting in the crowd like, it's like I'm watching Steven Seagal try to, you know, disarm a bomb in an action movie. So I'm like, is he going to throw the pitch or not? And baseball was never this anxiety-inducing before.
Excitement with every pitch, and that's what I'm ready for.
Oh, man. Well, you know
what? I'm here for it, Brett Davern. Well, I am here for it.
Listen, I'm all for the game moving along. I really am. I mean, nobody wants Nomar between each pitch anymore, you know? Like, no, thank you. But Lofa, in person, and maybe you'll see, you got to go to a game maybe early because the M's, they're going to be good this year, man. You got to go check them out. But, and maybe you'll notice when you go in person. But for me, like the pace of eating my hot dog has changed. I can barely even look away and they throw 3 pitches now. I mean, it's the pace is noticeably different. And I'm not saying that it's negative. I'm just saying you really do notice a difference when you're watching the game. You're like, what? Huh? How is it 2-0 already? What? It's crazy.
I wonder how that's going to affect some pitchers and wins and losses.
Totally.
And
that,
'cause that's all tracked. So see if it gets some guys off their game.
Yeah, pitchers, hitters. I mean, because the hitters are just having to get just ready to go right away. I mean, they're dug in, you know. And then you got all the other rule changes. The bases are bigger. Somebody I heard said they look like pizza boxes. And they're right. They do.
They're huge.
First base is so much bigger than home plate. It's ridiculous.
What was the point of that? Was that to, like, limit collisions or something?
Limit some collisions. Also, well, first base and second base are, I guess, combined 6 inches closer to each other, right? It's 3 inches for each base. So more stolen bases, some more
steals.
Yeah. Hey, you know, why not? It's going to be fun. But the point is, my family and I got out of the rain, and that was really fun.
Oh, yeah. We got off that point, huh? No.
Do you want to do the show here?
Yeah, let's do it. We had some crazy weather, too. That was our Seattle recap. Let's do the show.
Lots to talk about in Seattle, man. Lots of news with our Hawks. Let's go. If you want the run uncut, yeah. Unapologetic from the jump, yeah. And no politics in this club, just dirt from the streets and the cliques in the mud. Tech 12, best podcast for the Seahawks, number one sports talk, yeah, we got it on live. Tech 12, every episode 12 hot takes, and we reppin' for Seattle, my place. Tech 12. It is the Tech 12 podcast. Yeah, a little pitchy, dog. Welcome to the show. I am Brett. He is Lofa Tatupu, and that's producer Katie. And Ryan, our good friend, the missing link, is over there. And collectively, we are the Take 12 Podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Oh, you guys. Lots of news in the world of the Seahawks. Geno Smith has got some new paperwork.
He finally wrote back.
There's some more Russell Wilson drama. That was good. There's more Russ drama. Bobby Wagner, there's some news.
Thank you, Bobby.
And the Combine, of course. We'll check in on maybe if Lofa was doing some scouting over the course of the Combine. I mean, truthfully, Lofa, a few weeks ago, we figured we'd just be recording an episode about whatever happened at the Combine and we'd be looking towards the draft. But my goodness, there is some stuff to talk about in the world of the Seahawks. Welcome to the show, everybody. Before we get into all that, there is some show news and some podcast news to talk about. Lofa and everybody, we have partnered with officially sports travel tours.
Woo! Woo!
For next season. Now, what does that mean? Well, this last season, we took our trip to Germany. We took some 12s and some listeners to the podcast with us. Yeah. We had a great time. We had game tickets. We had an exclusive meet and greet breakfast beforehand. We had parties and all kinds of stuff. It was awesome. And we want to do that again next year with some more trips, but we want to do it bigger and better and more badass than ever before. Right, Lofa?
Bigger and better and badass than before. Is it possible, folks? I don't know, but we're going to find out.
We're going to find out, man. Sports travel tours, they've been doing it for well over two decades, I think. It's literally all they do is take sports fans on amazing experiences around the world. If you go to their website right now, they, for instance, they have like golf packages, like Lofa. We could, if you and I and some buddies want to just go to St. Andrews and the like and have somebody book our flights and our hotels and the courses and dinners. And I mean, they can get right down to every detail. We could go book that right now, you know? And so
waste management.
Hey, yeah, that would be so fun, right? We should do that.
It will be fun.
Yeah.
Wait, are we doing that?
Sure.
Is that a thing? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
All right. I wasn't in on the meeting. Okay. But anyway, the point is we're going to be doing that with us and with Seahawks away games next year. We don't know the dates yet because the schedule hasn't been released, but we do know the cities. Lofa, would you like to announce some of the cities that we and whoever wants to get passes and go with us will be traveling to?
L.A.
Woo! Yeah. Wait, let me get some sound effects going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
New York.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, whoops, wrong one. That was supposed to be that was supposed to be applause. There it is.
Dallas.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And the one I keep hearing great things about that I'm excited for, Nashville.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Nash Vegas, everybody. Yeah, Music City. Have I been to Nashville? I've been to Memphis. I don't think I've ever been to Nashville.
Awesome.
All right. Yeah, well, all those cities are going to be a lot of fun. Lofa, we will be there, and we'll also be taking, of course, some former Seahawks legends with us on each trip. So we'll make those announcements as we get those guys to commit. That shouldn't be hard with those cities.
And we can get them to Germany. We can get them anywhere.
Oh, hell yeah, everybody. If you guys are interested in details about these trips, go to take12travel.com. It's that easy. You go to the website, you put in your email address, and we will keep you informed on these trips. You want to be the first in line to buy these tickets because as soon as they go on sale, they are going to sell out. These trips are domestic this year. And it's going to be a blast. I mean, four cities, four parties. Yeah. Are you ready for this?
I don't know if I'm ready. I can honestly say that. I never turned down a party, but I mean, some of these could be double headers. We haven't seen the schedule.
And you guys, it's going to be the trips are going to include hotel nights. So we got you covered. We're going to have exclusive dinners and parties and events with our legends and with Lofa that other people will not be able to get into. So those will be exclusive. We'll probably have some sort of tailgate party before the actual game. And then, of course, we'll all be going to the game that we're in town to see. So these packages are going to be awesome. So check it out. Take12travel.com. And of course, stay tuned to our Twitter and Lofa's Twitter and all that, and we'll keep you updated on everything. He's nodding. He's nodding. It's radio. You can't nod.
I don't know. You said everything. I didn't know what I was supposed to say.
All right. Seahawks news, everybody. Let's get on to some Seahawks news. Let's start with the latest and greatest in the breaking news in the world of the Seahawks, the Geno Smith contract, Lofa. This came down last night as we're recording, actually. And interested in your thoughts here. Do you want the details?
Give me the dates.
All right. So the actual details kind of came out overnight. It was first reported a three-year, $105 million contract for Geno Smith, the comeback player of the year. The details this morning are a little bit more sussed out. The Seahawks deal with Geno Smith. This is a tweet I'm reading from Mike Garofolo. He's verified, and he's an NFL guy. He knows what's up. The Geno Smith details, it's a base value of $25 million per season, 3 years, so $75 million, with $40 million fully guaranteed at signing, sources say, of course. Smith will earn $28 million in the first year of the deal. He has $30 million in incentives, however, that go along with this deal. So that's how you get to the 105 ultimately. Three-year deal, though, Lofa, what are your thoughts?
I think that's exactly what I predicted.
You nailed
all year.
It. Yeah.
And I think it just it cost us a little more than it would have had we did it during the season. But I understand you got to see the whole year play out. You can't go off of a small sample size, 8 games, 10 games. But he finished strong, took us to the playoffs. He did his thing. Unbelievable year. And he's being rewarded for it. And I think this deal is not just good for us, but it's good for Gino as well, because he does have another chance to sign. I think by then, what, 34, 35?
Right.
But, you know, so it's good for both sides, but it's pretty right along the lines of where I envisioned the contract going.
Yeah. Also, Garofalo goes on here in the tweet. It's a thread. So further down, if you read it, says, Pete Carroll said the Seahawks are totally connected to the QBs in this year's draft, especially since they're in the rare spot of drafting number 5 overall. Smith's contract rewards them or rewards him for his comeback season, but doesn't close the door on Seattle taking a quarterback high at all. Because, of course, that's what you'd be wondering is how does this impact what they do in the draft? I'm not sure if it really does impact what they do at number 5. If you know, if they got a guy that they like there, they'll pull the trigger. Yeah. And if they don't, they'll trade back. And I don't know if they really care if it's offense or defense. As long as it's the right guy, you know they're going to take him.
That's exactly the point. There's less pressure, I'll say that much, now picking at 5. But they have a guy circled, whether it's offense, defense, quarterback or not. They have one, and if he's there, then they're going to get him. But if not, they'll do what we always do, trade back, and you know, just stockpile picks and find more players.
Yeah.
And I think with the quarterback kind of solidified now, you can do that. And so I don't know where, you know, I'd want them to go. I really think we need to address defense first.
Yeah.
So, but I don't even moving back, I don't mind them doing that.
I got a call last night right away from my best buddy, who's a true blue Seahawk fan his whole life. Or like right when the news came down, I got a phone call. And he didn't even say hello. He just goes, "All right, I need your instant thoughts on the Geno contract." And I went, "What Geno contract?" That's how fast he was.
You didn't even know.
I didn't even know yet. So how are we feeling in Seahawks land about this? I'll tell you how I'm feeling. I feel fantastic. I mean, I love this. I mean, if you remember back, so many people were jumping in preseason last year with their thoughts on Geno and Drew Locke and who it should be and all this stuff. And if everybody remembers, this podcast was your realm of sanity, because we were all saying, let's not make a determination, let's see what happens. And based on what happened, I'm over the moon about this contract. This sounds fantastic. He's a veteran. He showed us what he can do. He can do more of that. It's a 3-year deal. It gives you tons of flexibility. If you want to re-sign him after that, let's go, because that means it was worth it. I mean, I'm over the moon about this thing. I love it. Who did you want? Jimmy G? Get out of here.
Yeah.
You know? No way.
Yeah.
Right? Who do you want? Derek Carr? Who did you guys want? You wanted someone new to come in? No way. This is fantastic. He's been in the system. He knows it. He's comfortable. Pete loves him. We love him. Go ahead, Lofa.
And we got him at a discount price. As much as people think, oh, well, that's too much to pay for one guy that had 1 year. Carr just got like 40 or something plus to go, you know, annually to go to the Saints. So, no, I'm thrilled with it for both sides.
Yeah.
And I think Geno is a guy that can take you deep in the playoffs and potentially win the big game. But we just have to address some things on the other side of the ball now. But I'm glad he's back because of the storybook season he had. And I really, as crazy as it sounds, there is room to get better, because think about how much quicker he's going to see things going through it, you know, year, what is it, 10 now?
Yeah.
But really getting his third or fourth year to really start and build on what he just did. He knows the offense. It's going to be fun, man.
Well, and how much peace of mind does $40 million guaranteed buy you? Just, you know, in your job and you know, just feeling secure and able to just sort of relax and go about your business, right?
Oh, man. I can't wait to watch him play this year.
Who wouldn't love just showing up to work and having him be like, hey, sign here. You get 40 mil for the next 3 years. Now go do your job. You'd be like, oh, okay. Yeah.
But I don't think he's going to let off the gas, though. And
no,
I know
that's
some
not
people
what I'm
probably,
saying.
Yeah, okay,
no, that's
yeah.
not what I'm saying. I'm saying it's like you get to go like, hey, I don't have to worry. This is home now. I can just focus. I can take all that off. You know, not that he wasn't before. You know what I mean. It's like for me, it's like anytime I book the acting job, it's like it's now I can take a deep breath. Now I don't have to worry about that next audition. But you know what I need to do? Go learn those lines. Yeah. You know what I mean? So yeah, it's
he already knows the lines.
Right. That's true. That's true. That's a good point. I'm excited about this thing. From one quarterback to another, if we're done with Geno Smith there's some Russ drama that has popped up again, and I feel like since we're a Seahawks podcast, we might as well talk about it. It's a bit gossipy, but whatever. I mean, I live in Hollywood. That's how I roll. The Athletic had an article about sources say and all that stuff. Sources close to whatever. Take all that for what it's worth, but that apparently Russell Wilson asked, or at least his camp did, or whatever, for Pete and John to be fired or let go or whatever, so that he could stay there and build his dream or something. I don't know, but you guys all read the story. You guys know what I'm talking about. Lofa, your thoughts? Did you read the story? Do you have any thoughts?
I did not, but I got a ton of messages and calls, just like what and I'm wondering, timing of the story, why would it come out a year later? And just it both have gone their separate ways, and it's just like why continually bash the guy? Like I don't get it.
Wait, who bash Russ?
Yeah. I mean, because this story doesn't make you look good, like in any way. And I wonder, the only thing I really wonder that, like, from a, sports or media side of things is, where did it go wrong? Like, that's the only thing that's left me to ask, is that where did the relationship between the two go so far south, after 10 years of winning?
I think I can answer you a little bit, maybe, or at least in my opinion. I think it went wrong somewhere after Mr. Unlimited and Let Russ Cook and into Let's Ride. Like, it just rubbed people the wrong way. And I think that the journalism of it, I mean, I'm not a journalist. What do I know? I'm a podcast guy,
Yes, we are.
You know what I mean? But, I don't know, man. If I'm reading the tea leaves sort of with the media, what I think it is they're a bit myth that I think they feel like they were sort of lied to with him and who he was and that robot Russ thing. And so there was sort of this crack developing already, and the media does what they do, which is they found a little hole, and man, they're exploiting that thing and making it as wide as possible because it's juicy and because we're all going to read it. And that's the business that they're in. And timing wise, My buddy, my Seahawk fan buddy, of course, was all over this, and he was like, why is this coming out? And I was like, I don't know, man. I think just like, because he was like, do you think it's true or not? And I was like, well, I think because it took so long to come out, they were trying to confirm everything up, so it probably kind of is. I mean, if it is, what are your thoughts on that? I mean, a player going and asking to the ownership, I mean, that's, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I'm firm believer, as being a player and also having been a coach, players play, coaches coach. I mean, and I guess if you're that unhappy, do something about it. But I didn't see it in that way. I thought it would be, hey, trade me, get me out of here.
Yeah. Well, I think, and that goes back to the media sort of feeling lied to, or us feeling lied to. I think the thing that rubs everybody the wrong way about all of the drama surrounding Russ and the Seahawks is that outwardly, it's always like, hey, I want to be a Seahawk for life. I'll be here for the next 20 years. But now we're finding out all these behind the scenes things. And it's that sort of perceived deception that I think is obviously what everybody has such a problem with. And I mean, I don't know what improves it. If the play on the field, if they go deep into the playoffs next year, does the media get off his back? I don't know. I don't know how all this stuff works, but they're on them right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's going to be interesting because I don't think Sean Payton's ever had someone play bad at quarterback under him. Like, I mean, you can go back into the history. I think I said it on here before when he first got the job, we addressed it. He took Kerry Collins to a Super Bowl in New York as an offense coordinator. He went over to Dallas, made Tony Romo a household name as an undrafted out of Eastern Illinois. He went to New Orleans and made Drew Brees the all-time leading passer after a labrum surgery when everybody said he was done. Mm-hmm. So, I mean,
and
I reckon really
– the comparisons for Drew Brees and Russ in terms of height and all those kinds of things. So people are thinking –
I could see some MVP ball coming out of Denver this year is all I'm saying. Yeah. So whether you love him or hate him, you're going to hear a lot about him.
That's true. Yeah, man. Bobby Wagner, being released by the Rams. I mean, I'm not really sure how this stuff goes. You know, it seems like an amicable divorce here with the Rams, but only the one season there. So not sure what happened. Behind the scenes, but who cares? He's going to be a Vail, and I want him.
Yeah, agreed, my man. Yeah, I don't know. Well, you look at they were, you know, tough on cap space over there for a while now.
Yeah,
getting rid of all the picks, signing the free agents, getting to the Super Bowl they did, and you knew it would come due, and they're going to have to. There's even reports they're talking about trading Ramsey too, because they just can't afford him anymore. And so they were trying to give it one last hurrah. And I think Bobby he went into it open-minded, like, hey, they have a talented roster. If they can stay healthy, which they weren't able to, that kind of derailed their run there. But he had another Pro Bowl-esque all-pro year, even getting career highs in sacks. I think he had 6 this year. So yeah, he is something I very much want back on this roster. Definitely fills a need, especially with Brooks being hurt. Haven't heard if they're re-signing Barton yet. So we'll see. But yeah. We would welcome. Ooh. Just the leadership alone, man.
Oh, man. It would be great to have him back in the building for sure. And also, this one season spent with the Rams, we could take all the photos and all the video and all the highlights, even though it was a great season, and we could do with all of that what we've done with the COVID season, you know, with the empty stadiums. You notice how you never really see any photos or videos from the COVID season. Let's do the same thing with Bobby's Rams season. I mean, respect, but like, let's just, if he comes back to us, I mean, and he's back in the blue and the green, we can just pretend like it never happened, right?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, the stats, they go to the towards his Hall of Fame career.
Sure.
Great.
Sure.
Because those are a lot of tackles and big plays that he needs for his resume. But the pictures can go back to him in our uniform.
And also,
and not in 45.
Well, right? I know. And also, everybody, and far be it for ourselves to pat ourselves on the back, but why not? Can we for a second?
Yes.
Because if you guys think that the Thank You Bobby shirts and the Thank You Bobby cards on his return to Seattle didn't have something to do with this
reunion.
Oh, it was
definitely the shirt.
I mean, come on. Blitz wearing the shirt. You know Bobby saw that on social media. So everybody out there who bought a shirt or held up a card at that game, you guys had something to do with it. And, of course, so did we.
A little bit.
Oh, man. I would be very excited for this to happen. Speaking of new players coming to the team possibly or whatever, the combine happened, and that was what this episode was going to be about. And here we are talking about it last sort of, but anybody jump off the combine pages to you? People were raving about the quarterback from Florida. There was, of course, everybody from Georgia. Like, I mean, even Georgia's like second string punter is being talked about from this combine. Yeah. Like, if you went to Georgia, there's no doubt you're going pretty high in this draft. But anybody, Lofa, leap off the page to you?
No, but having such a high pick, these guys that I don't want to call them workout warriors and talk shit or anything, because I was terrible at the combine. I'm just throw that out there. Just go ahead and be rabbit myself before anybody starts to bash my 4.8 40. But having the 5th overall pick, it's important that you see these guys, rise up, because then I went and looked at some of their highlights, and you know, like Nolan Smith, freak athlete, sure, shows up in every game. Mm-hmm. But then when you look at the production side of things, it's like, I think 3 or 4 sacks each year for 4 years. It was like somewhere around like 12, 13. It just, the 4-3, which it's insane that a 250-pound man is running a 4-3 these days.
Yeah.
And there were several, 4 or 5 D ends running under, 4-4 under.
Dude, do you go visit these sports academies? What are they doing at these sports academies in the offseason or wherever they're taking these guys to work out, man? I mean, it's...
Well, kids are starting younger.
Yeah.
They really are. Yeah, like, and some are just focusing on one sport. And, you know, I think sometimes that's to your detriment because you grow from all the different sports and what they have to offer you. But
I have your combine numbers, by the way.
Yeah, I burned those things.
You could find them online.
You could talk about my Wonderlic. That's about it.
Okay. I'll see. I haven't gotten that far yet. I'm still looking at the 40 time.
But yeah, so it's just some of those guys are going to jump up into the top 5 and get picked before we have a chance to. So on the flip side, it's not, you know, not bad. It's great. I'm happy for them. Mm-hmm. Always happy to see a kid get paid. Mm-hmm. But it's just sometimes that doesn't translate to plays made on the field is what I'm saying.
Well, so spoken by a guy, but this is great coming from you because spoken by a guy who, you know, we can laugh about it now because, your career speaks for itself. But your measurables here at the combine, my man. I mean, I pulled up the whole thing.
I'm not laughing.
Come on. Come on.
Listen. You bastard.
Well, you see, now you're making it almost impossible for me to not start reading some of these. Look at
this. Fucking read it, man.
Hey, you brought it up. The 40 time of 4.84. I mean, what is happening there?
Ooh, the 4.82. These assholes.
It says, right now, I'm reading from the official page, okay? NFL Combine results. 4.84, you were running 16.9 miles an hour.
That's crazy fast, by the way.
I think that's pretty pedestrian, Katie.
Producer Katie's here to be your silver lining.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Here, she's like mom mode on the sidelines.
Somebody else do that from anyone in this room.
Producer Katie's going to be full on mom mode. That's okay, honey.
Yes, I will.
It's not bad. It's not good. It's not bad.
Hey, man, 35-inch vert, though.
I got boosties. I can jump.
That's 1 inch short of a full yard there. That's your toesies are off the ground there. I couldn't even come close to that. Your broad jump 113 inches. I don't know if that's good or not. I'm not sure.
I think it was like 9.8 or something like that.
I'm sure it was fantastic. Okay.
Wasn't bad. Yeah, thanks, Katie.
20 yard shuttle and 3 cone. I don't even know if those would
that be was good. Actually the shuttle was the only one that I ran somewhere. I think it was 4.20 or 4.21, but I slipped on it, and the guy wouldn't let me do it again.
Really?
They were real pricks over there. I think, what was I, 5'11 and 7/8? And so I braided my hair.
They got you here at 71.88 inches, whatever that adds up to.
Yeah, I think it's 5'11 and 7/8. Okay. But so I braided my hair, right? To try to like, and I wore the do-rag, the skull cap, so that like he couldn't get to the scalp. And this fucking guy found like one of the rows and just went boop right on the side. I was like, you just cost me a lot of money.
Oh, you didn't put some lifts in the shoes or are you barefoot?
No, you're barefoot.
Yeah, barefoot. Oh. Yeah. They would have thought of that. I used to wear lifts to some auditions every once in a while. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm 6 foot. Oh, yeah, I'm 6 foot.
You wore lifts to audition?
Well, you just, like, stuff some styrofoam under your heel. Yeah, you
How
walk
old
in.
Were you hey, when what's you're up? Doing that? Like, when did you stop doing
and you
that?
Just.
What do you mean? Like, you give yourself an extra inch? You're getting that job, man.
At what point?
And you're just squeaking the whole way down the hallway when you're walking?
You got to walk very gently.
On your toes.
By the way, you were faster at your pro day. Did you know that?
Yeah, one of the scouts from Seattle, I'm not going to name names. Great man, but he hand timed me faster. He goes, I really liked you and there was no way we were going to take you if you were that slow.
That's
what he told me after the 40.
You were 4.7 at your pro day.
He goes, I had you at 4.68. I go, what? He's like, don't worry about it. I was like, yeah, whatever he had.
Well, listen, the overall lesson here is I'm not sure how much the combine matters, but it was kind of fun to check in on some of the highlights. I don't know if you saw, I think it was Darnell Washington, the big tight end from Georgia. He, yeah. They make him push the shut or the sled, the tight ends. And there was a video on, on Twitter of Darnell Washington doing it. And it looks like, sort of like what it would look like in the movies. Like he hits the sled and then he sort of picks it up and like pushes it, you know, like 5-6 yards or something like that. And you're like, oh yeah, all right, that's a football player. But then they showed all the other tight ends doing it and the thing barely moves.
It didn't look like that.
And it was great. The order of the video actually was perfect because it was even better that you saw him do it first because, whoa, that guy is strong. I mean, my goodness.
And 6'7", 260. And I think he's got like a 10-foot wingspan. Freak of nature.
I mean, I don't know if you take a tight end number 5 overall, but like, whoa, that guy is going to score some touchdowns in the red zone. I'm telling you. And clear some people out of the way when he's blocking. And what do we like to do in Seattle? Well, last year it looked like we put 5 tight ends on the field and ran the ball a bunch. So let's do it.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Oh, man. Yeah, that'd be nice, dude. And then everybody was kind of geeking out over the quarterback Richardson from Florida. But yeah, but I don't know. I'm not sure. Because to your point, like,
My point is just like wins.
Yeah.
You know, I don't – how many wins? Yeah. Because I know Lamar Jackson went to Louisville. You take Lamar off that team, first of all, they don't have a Heisman. Second of all, I don't even know if they're finishing 500 without him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he reeled off, you know, a 10 or 12 win season with them. So it's kind of like Jake Locker up here, you know. They had 0 win or 1 win the year before. Then he finally, his junior year, gets the full-time start or whatever. And they go 6-7 or make a bowl 7-6. And that's the kind of talent you're looking at for at quarterback. So,
yeah.
I mean, all the run and jump is great, but does it correlate to wins?
Mm. Check out take12travel.com, everybody. Our partnership with Sports Travel Tours. 4 trips next Seahawks season. The second these game dates are released, our ticket packages will go on sale. So make sure you sign up, put your email in, and we're not going to spam your inbox. Don't worry. We'll just hit you up when there's an update on the trip or something like that. I believe also there will be a way to put down a deposit to hold your spot once they go on sale. So make sure you're getting the updates. Go to take12travel.com. take12travel.com. Don't spell out 12, you wiseacre.
Not everybody's Wonderlic is so high.
Yeah, you know. Go ahead, tell us your Wonderlic score.
It was 29. Yeah, just a shade under 30.
Which I've looked into is very high. And I've also tried to take the Wonderlic and did not even come close to 29. It was
What'd you get?
Pitiful. We're not going to talk about it.
No, we aired out my shitty stats. You got to tell us yours.
It was very bad. I remember we did it, I think the first year of having Loaf on the show, we just did it off mic one time because I was like, and some website claimed to have it. So it was timed.
I'll make him do it again.
I'm pretty sure it was like a 19 or something. It was terrible. 17. It was awful. It was not good at all.
So my boys, when I got here, all the linebackers, they were talking shit about my combine numbers, right? And then we pulled up the Wonderlic numbers. And one of my buddies, we had a guy from Harvard, you know, and it's a pretty good school, I guess.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
And I think I beat him. I think he got like, he was the next highest at like 27 or 28. And he's like, oh, no. He's like, first of all, I was like, well, you can't, no excuses, Cass. He goes, first of all, I'm at BC's pro day because Harvard's so small, we don't even have our own pro day back then.
Oh, so he's making excuses.
Yeah. He goes, and then I'm on a goddamn bench with Hell's Bells blasting as guys are getting warmed up for the fucking bench press. He goes, I take it over. I promise you I get higher than you. So we might have to make him retake it.
Yeah. One-on-one. Let's do it. I want to have a game show on NFL Network just called Wonderlic.
Oh, that's funny.
That I host. Yeah.
That I would watch that, actually.
See?
Yes.
Ah, come on. Nice Guy Digital's got a new pitch.
Woo!
Somebody call Rich Eisen. I got an idea. Yeah, man. Hey, that's been the show today, everybody. You can hit us up anytime on all social media at Take12Pod. Also, email us, SeahawksPod@gmail.com, if you got questions, comments, or want to hear us talk about anything. And check out Take12Travel.com to sign up for the trips and stuff like that. For Lofa and Katie and Ryan, I'm Brett. Hands in the middle. Let's break it down, Lofa. Draft is coming up. We'll be back with a draft episode. But until then, what you got?
We can go, congrats, Gino.
Oh.
Drinks on Gino.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Let's just go, congrats, Gino. I mean.
Sounds good.
What a beautiful story.
Absolutely.
Congrats, my man. Congrats. Congrats, Gino, on three. One, two, three.
Congrats Gino!
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.